on the program about our sporting wish lists for 2016. And this one is the biggest bucket list item of them all. I don't know if I can top this at all. Kieran Beefy Blake, who is doing 365 days of sport. Yes, day of sport for every single day of the year. Now, he started this back in October. He's some 60 days into it, going all around the world. So far, he started in Australia, he went to Malaysia, UAE, Finland, France, England, Spain, back to England, Holland, Denmark, back to England, Belgium, Australia, and now he is back in England once more, where he joins us. Very good morning, or very good evening to you over there, Kieran. Tell us where you are and what's next on this quite remarkable journey of yours.
Well, we've actually left England. We're actually in Helsinki, Finland right now, and we've just been to the World Ringett Championships.
And what is that?
Well, it's kind of like ice hockey for girls, but instead of a stick and a puck, they use a stick without a blade and a ring. So, yeah, a little bit different, but, yeah, I mean, the USA played Canada. What more can you want?
So that's an interesting one. How did you even come about that? I suppose that's been the part of the challenge of this whole project. You would have to do quite a bit of research, Beefy.
Yeah, mate. It genuinely took 3 years to come up with a list and a schedule. And, I mean, the schedule changes still every day. I mean, we were meant to go to a kind of a sledging tobogganing thing in Germany coming up, but because it's been so mild in Europe, there's no snow. So that's all been cancelled, so we're off to Ireland instead.
And the darts, are they still on the schedule, the World Championships at the Ali Pally?
We were at the darts last night, and what a night it was. It was absolutely unbelievable. Two out of the three matches went to the sudden death leg in the seventh set. Phil Taylor got beat. Peter Wright came from nowhere to beat Dave Chisnell. It was just an amazing night. And, you know, the people there, they're swinging from the rafters. It just, you know, it is a big night out for them. And the atmosphere in Ali Pally is just phenomenal. I've just got to say, if there are people listening that want something to do on the bucket list Christmas, New Year, get it. Get it done, because you will not be disappointed.
No, it's been my top bucket list item for some time, and even watching yesterday's session, the one you're referring to, very jealous that you're at that. I was talking with my friend, and we were like, we have to get over there. We simply have to get over to the Ali Pally and see that. That Peter Wright-Dave Chisnell match, that topped somehow the day before Van Barneveld, and beating Van Gerwen, the number one. It was just high-quality darts, wasn't it? Every single time. Either Chisnell or Wright were under pressure, they delivered. It was sporting theatre at its very best.
Oh, well, I mean, for the connoisseurs out there, Chisnell lost with an average of 103.6 or something, which is just unheard of.
Exactly right. It was very, very top quality. Well, how does that darts rate, Beefy, compared to what you've seen so far? You've seen 60-odd sports, it must be, so far on this journey?
Sport 62 today, Ringett, yeah. So, something else about the darts. We did bump into Ali Williams last night at the darts, and he had a great time.
Yeah, I saw him. He was there with Will Greenwood, I believe. Will Greenwood was part of the Sky Sports coverage, and he was speaking about how Ali was enjoying himself absolutely, and I think he was going to be a regular visitor to the Ali Pally from now on.
Yeah, no doubt. No, well, you know, like I said, when we caught up with him, he was having a ball. So, it definitely. But in terms of the atmosphere, I've got to say, this one is totally from left field. We went to the Handball World Championships, the Women's Handball World Championships in Denmark, and we managed to see Denmark were taking on Sweden, who are basically arch rivals. 15,000 Danes in the stadium. There were probably about 50 Swedes. And for about an hour and a half, the Danish crowd just did not stop. But it was totally parochial. And every time the Swedes got the ball, they just booed. It was pure theatre. But the atmosphere was absolutely phenomenal. I've just that, I mean, it makes your hair stand up on the back of your neck. It was amazing just being there. And I mean, myself and Rob, total neutrals. And and Rob says the same thing. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing place to be.
Yeah, those are the ones, aren't they? The ones that you, like you say, that the hairs start to stick up when you're at an event and you go, you just can look at each other and go, this is special, isn't it? We're at a very special event. The handball, yeah. We get to see it at the Olympics, pretty much the only time most New Zealand sports fans, it's always seems like good fun. Massive over in Europe, obviously, as well. So that's certainly another great event that you've got to see so far. We're talking to Kieran Beefy Blake here, who's doing 365 days of sport, 62 sports so far. The next port of call, so you're heading to Ireland, is that right?
Yes, on Saturday we've got Ulster versus Munster Rugby Union, which should be close to your guys' heart. That's a sellout as well. That is a massive local derby. There's no love lost between Munster and Ulster, that's for sure. And the day after, being this festive time of year, it is the Irish Christmas Tree Throwing Championships down in County Clare. So we're all looking forward to that one.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Are you getting tired of this at all? Are you over sport in any way, Kieran?
I don't think I'll ever get over sport. But I'll be honest with you, going day to day, is the crowds and the people are very different. Obviously, the rugby union crowd is, you know, it is different from the darts crowd. The ringette people that we meet are very different from Formula One people. So you're not in this. If you went to see 365 days of rugby, I think you'd probably get a bit fatigued and bored of seeing the same people, the same, you know, types, you know, as you went. But because we're going from different place to different place and we're seeing different cultures and different people involved, and to be honest, people are pretty intrigued by what we're doing. They can't quite believe that, you know, we're actually up and running and traveling the world and going from city to city. And just, you know, the question is, really, you've come from here to there to do what? And, once you get the story across, people are genuinely interested in what we're doing. So, and to be honest, the organisers of every sport we've been to, bar Cricket Australia, have been very, very supportive of what we've done.
Because you were supposed to be at the Boxing Day test. Did you actually get along? I'm just looking at the original schedule.
No. We actually went to the first day of the first test with the Kiwis in Brisbane, which is obviously a bit of a disaster for you boys, but... we did. I knew the West Indies are going to be very, very under strength, so we kind of ditched the Boxing Day test in favour of the Sydney Hobart yacht race instead. So we went out on the harbour, you know, to catch the start of the yacht race instead.
Oh, fantastic. And there was quite a bit of drama as well at the start of the Sydney Hobart, a couple of boats coming into contact with each other. Did you get to get up and close and personal with any of that, Kieran?
Yeah, well, I was on one boat, and Rob was actually on the media boat in the fleet itself. So what people probably didn't realise as well is that the actual start boat, or they got two start boats, actually, I don't know whether they had a collision, but that took on water, and the other start boat had to kind of tow it away. So the actual start boats came under fire as well. So, it was hectic in the harbour, that's for sure.
And Kieran, before we let you go, I suppose the big question, a lot of people will be wondering, how exactly have you managed to afford this? How have you managed to bankroll this quite incredible expedition over a year?
Well, we've had a few donors to kind of help us out, but we're always looking for more. We're always looking for decent sponsors. So if there's anyone listening that wants naming rights sponsorship for this thing, and we can give them exposure all around the world, get in touch, because... We do a show. We do a little web show every day about what we see. Some of the sports you've never ever heard of. You know, we went to, in Malaysia, like you said, we went to see artistic cycling, something that has got to be seen to be believed. We were in Dubai for the World Air Games, control line model aircraft combat. You know, just very, very strange sports that you didn't even think existed. So, you know, we bring exposure to all these things that you've never ever seen on TV, And like I said, so, you know, there is a show every day. So if somebody wants to sponsor the shows, yeah, be my guest. Come and come and help us out. So to make sure we get round the 365, because it is a long slog, and we're only, day 70 today, I think. So there's still 295 to go.
How do they get in touch if they are able to support you or are interested?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and all that. And like I said, our website, 365daysofsport.com, is all there. So, yeah, there's a crowdfunding appeal, I think, being run at the moment to just add a little bit in. But, yeah, jump on Facebook. I mean, we post stuff every day, you know, about where we are and stuff like that. So, it's fairly good. And the one brilliant thing about this whole thing is people are now emailing me about these sports that, you know, have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? You know, I had a guy in Canada email me 2 days ago about Sicket, which is a cross between hockey, cricket, and kick baseball, which kind of, they only played in Montreal. So, the new sports are appearing all the time. You know, there's things, there's these hybrid sports, Segway polo. I mean, nobody had Segways 4 or 5 years ago, and now there's a sport involving them. So there's all these strange new things popping out of the blue. So, the whole thing's evolving as we go.
Yeah, fantastic, Kieran. Amazing idea that you've come up with, and good on you for fulfilling it and making it happen, and all the best for the next few stops.
Thanks a lot for that. And like I said, I'm happy to talk to you guys and let you know where we are, what we're doing, what we can see. And, keep on supporting us. And like I said, happy new year to all you guys, and all the best for 2016.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will echo those comments. Very jealous, no doubt, of Kieran Beefy Blake, who is embarking on this 365 Days of Sport.